Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of La Femme de Prose. My name is Musu, and I am your host. Thank you guys again, and I hope you guys are having an awesome week. Let me just do my usuals very quickly before we bring on our guest tonight. If you are interested in connecting with us, we will be more than happy to connect with you. You can connect with us on Facebook at La Femme Prose. That's facebook.com/LaFemmeProse. And also, if you want to connect with us on Twitter, our handle is @FocusOnWomen3. That's @FocusOnWomen3. And last but not least, if you are interested in advertising yourself, your product, your event, whatever it is that you would like to share with our audience, you can send an email to shewhoascends@gmail.com. That's shewhoascends@gmail.com. All right, so I want to thank you guys again for joining, and tonight we have a great lineup for you. We are talking with one of the local authors of the Washington, D.C. area, and she is really doing so many great things, and I'm really excited to have her on the show. Of course, she's a very busy woman, so her time is much appreciated. Beverly Smith, who is a native Washingtonian born and raised on the south side of the city, and she is the youngest of nine. So she's going to talk to us about her growing up in the D.C. area, what she endured, and how she is making a difference today. Beverly, I want to welcome you again to the show.
Well, thank you. Hi, Musu. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All right. So we usually just get right into it. Our audience wants you to share your background with us. Where are you, you know, where who you are, where are you coming from, things like that.
Okay. Well, I am like Musu, like you said, I am the youngest of. Well, I'm number eight of my mom's nine children. I grew up in a single-parent home, and my mom did the best she could to take care of us. But I did fall victim to some of the peer pressures in my community of, you know, having three children by the age of 19, and domestic violence was something that was reoccurring in my relationships. And it wasn't easy overcoming those things, but, you know, with the grace of God, you know, he brought me through. He brought me through.
Okay. All right. Now, you also, and because of the different things you've gone through, you've been inspired to do different things. And one of the things you do is work with young adults. Now, was there a particular event in your life or a person that inspired you to start working with young adults?
Well, yeah, it was really many different events and people who inspired me to want to make a difference in my community. Being raised in, you know, Southeast D.C., I was, you know, had a front row seat to a lot of negative things going on in our community. I lost my mom when I was 19, and I lost three of my sisters who passed away and a favorite cousin, and I watched them struggle and go through things. And I just felt like, you know, at the time that the hardships that they were going through, you know, broke them down and they gave up. So one of the things that I wanted to encourage, you know, young adults to never give up, you know, and that's one of my programs under my nonprofit organization is Never Give Up. It's a movement. So, yeah, just watching their life and seeing how beautiful they were and the things and goals that they wanted to achieve, but the weight of the world really weighed them down.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, try to encourage someone else to never give up.
Awesome. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind our audience that we are open to you guys calling in and asking questions, and we think it's better if we waited until the end of the interview to open up for Q&A, because I see calls coming in now, and which is great. So if you want to call, and we'll announce the number again, it's 917-889-3894, but please hold your questions until the end of our segment with Beverly. Okay, so you just finished talking about, you know, your inspiration in working with young adults, which is not an easy thing to do. So I definitely admire you for that. Tell us about your book, He Kept Me.
Well, my book entitled He Kept Me is my testimony of overcoming obstacles. I wrote my book to inspire others, again, to never give up on their dreams and their goals. It's a story about my life. You know, I've been through, again, domestic violence. I was homeless, you know, had young children at a very young age, and, you know, really made a lot of bad mistakes. But one thing that was always constant was God's hand over my life and pulled me out of those situations. So even though my book takes you on an emotional roller coaster of uphills and downhills, one thing that was constant in my life and still today is God's grace and mercy, who really pulled me out of the pits of hell when I was making those bad decisions. But, you know, again, God is so great, and my book entitled He Kept Me has helped people all over because it's very personal. I didn't sugarcoat anything when I wrote my story.
Right. Okay. And for those of you listening, we are going to provide the information as to where you can get a copy of Beverly's book, He Kept Me. So please stay tuned, and we'll provide that towards the end of the podcast. Now, like you said, you know, your book is all about you, the different things you've been through. You open up yourself for the world to see, which a lot of people struggle to do. Why did you choose write about your personal life?
I'm gonna tell you, to be honest, I was truly afraid. I'm normally, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm very private. I like to stay to myself, and you know, so this, it had nothing to do with me. I did not, you know, it was something that I felt like I had to do. If I had it my way, I wouldn't have wrote the book, to be honest. In the process, I felt as though, as I was writing the story, you know, I started receiving these vivid pictures of my life story, which made it easy for me to write. And once I wrote it all out, I couldn't believe that I was that honest with everything that went on in my life and was able to put it on paper. And God told me that, you know, that's a book. You know, I wrote it to purge. I didn't write it to be an author first. I never wanted to be an author. I was writing my story just because it was so much pain on the inside of me, and I just wanted to get it out. You know, I wanted to share my truth with myself and get it off of me. So I wrote it, and that release of writing it on a piece of paper really helped me to look at those different decisions that I made. But it was really, I had woke up, and it came to me that I should turn this into a book. And God was telling me that that's not your story, Beverly, that's my story. And he said, don't be ashamed of the things that you went through, because that's going to help someone else overcome their obstacle. And that's the real reason why it was a little easy for me to write my story, because I knew I wasn't the only one who was hurting and going through things. So I wrote it and, you know, sent it to Author House Publishing, and he kept me with something, a title that God gave me, and it's truly, you know, the words that really is true. God kept me through, you know, sexual abuse, you know, being pushed out of a two-story window. God was definitely there. He had his hands on my life.
Wow, that's, I mean, you just said some very powerful things, because, you know, a lot of us get selfish when it comes to revealing personal things about us, but you got the revelation that it wasn't your story, it was God's story. I think that should just, you know, answer a lot of people's concerns that they may have when it comes to sharing, you know, different things that happened to them. So thank you for, you know, sharing that with us. That's, you know, that's very powerful. So, and, you know, and I'm really enjoying this. You're doing an awesome job. So what steps, I wanted to talk to you because you've also mentioned, and we've had, you know, conversations offline, you're a single mom, like you mentioned earlier, and with the different things that you went through, you mentioned sexual abuse, you mentioned teen pregnancy. Now, after going through all of that, you find yourself the single mother of daughters in the inner city. And, you know, a lot of people will assume that your daughters are prone to the things that happened to you while you were growing up. So what steps did you take to make sure your daughters would not go through what happened to you?
You know, I would say the first thing is prayer. You know, I pray, and that's really my strength, is, you know, being able to pray and have a relationship with God, because, you know, as a mom of three beautiful, healthy daughters, you know, it's not easy. And all I could do is, you know, try to teach them, you know, teach them things that I didn't know. You know, I think about a lot of times when people say, you know, I want to give my children all the things I never had. Well, I want to teach my children all the things that I never knew, you know.
Wow.
And I want to also give them an opportunity to express themselves with me guiding them, you know, because they have a voice. They have feelings. And, you know, a lot of times I felt like for me, you know, they were really ignored. No one really paid too much attention to me growing up, and that's one of the things that I am with my children, is I try to be front and center, you know, and you know, listen to them. And I always tell them, I said, you know, I'm your mom first, but I also want you to be able to come and talk to me. So I am so grateful to God to be able to have that open relationship with my children where we can talk and, you know, and that's just a part of me being transparent and sharing my story with them. And I feel like that's one of the main things, is that I didn't try to sweep things under the rug. I explained it to them, and I, you know, educated them on, you know, the highs and lows of life.
Right. Okay. So, you know, you're the spiritual foundation. You told them, you prayed, and you talked to them about God, and you were transparent with them. You didn't hide anything from them. So that line of communication just helped, you know, to break a lot of those things that happened to you growing up.
Okay.
That's very good to hear.
You know, and not only that, but just exposing them to, you know, other things. I think exposure is key when you want to do something different. And, you know, it's so important to expose our youth to the possibilities of what else is out there instead of what has been constantly happening in our community, in our life, you know. So that's one of the main things, is that I went exploring to find different ways to raise my children, to expose them to different hobbies that they may like.
Okay, awesome. As far as advice for single mothers, what advice do you have for them, especially specifically mothers who are also raising their daughters in the inner city?
Well, advice, I would say, you know, one is to really, you know, be front and center, really be up on what's going on with our daughters, you know. And, you know, it's, I always tell my 20-year-old, you know, she said that I judge everybody you know, but I told her, I said, you know, it's so, she tell me that a lot, you know, and that's how open our conversations are. You know, I have those open conversations mm-hmm. with her, and I do not shut them up because I educate them. But that's one of the things that I think is so important for parents to, especially our young girls and our boys. I try not to, you know, mm-hmm. just go with just the girls because our boys need it too. But it's so important for us not only be an ear to listen, but verbally talk to our girls about how fragile we are, you know, and give them those compliments and really encourage them to be the best that they can and let them know how delicate they are. You know, that's one of the things that I would say, because a lot of our young girls are growing up so rough. You know, and wanting to be, you know, I can do it by myself, I'm boss lady, you know, all this. But it's so important for us as women and to teach our young girls that they're sugar, spices, and everything nice. And let little girls be little girls, you know, and not raise them to, you know, grow too fast.
That is so true. All right, I have one more. Well, I have a couple more questions, and I just want to remind the listeners, because I mean, Beverly, they blowing it up. Let me just let you
That's
know.
That's
We're gonna hold off on questions from the listeners for just a few more minutes. We're gonna wrap up our segment with Beverly, and then we'll open up the lines for a Q&A. So, Beverly, what would you consider your greatest accomplishment?
Wow. My greatest accomplishment will be being a mother, you know. It's kind of tied up there with, you know, recognizing who God is in my life. When we think about being kept, it's so important to know who we belong to in order to feel kept. It's like, you know, a lot of people don't know who they are. And, you know, one of the biggest accomplishments I would have to say, and I'm going to put this before being a mother, is just knowing that I'm a child of God. Mm. You know, knowing that God loves me is the biggest, you know, accomplishment, you know, that I have accomplished, because that saved me with knowing, you know, I really feel like I nailed it. Like, I know who I belong to. I know you know, who's going to be there for me through it all. So that right there, I think, is one of the biggest accomplishments for me, is that being a child of God.
That's beautiful. And because a lot of people, unfortunately, they don't reach that point. There's uncertainty and there's doubt and there's fear. So, you know, hopefully someone heard you, what you just said, and they're able to apply it for their own lives and make that same accomplishment. If you could, I would like to also talk with you about the nonprofit that you run, Mama's Safe Haven, which focuses on the inner city youth. And I've been to, you know, one or two of your events, and I've seen you interact with these children, and it's amazing because, for one, I don't see myself being as dedicated, to be honest, especially, you know, because they can be very challenging, you know, but I think it takes a lot of strength and dedication. So tell us about your nonprofit.
Well, Mama Safe Haven, we're a nonprofit. We encourage self-love, higher education, and self-employment through several programs that we operate. We have DC's Youth Has Talent, that's ages 3 to 21, and we provide a stage, a DJ, you know, and really an opportunity for our youth to really show off their talent. And we host shows throughout the year. We have a Never Give Up program that deals with letting go of guilt and shame, overcoming obstacles through vision boards and dreaming big and working hard. And that's a program that we operate. We also have DC Film Life. I'm also a filmmaker. So I encourage everyone to share their story. I have a film entitled Still I Rise that's still in production. Super excited about the Film Life project. Yes. We have a film festival coming up September 17th at the ARC. And we're having acting workshops and writing workshops and film school with Mr. Bruce Brown and some other amazing people who are teaming up to bring, you know, to give DC a platform in the film industry. We also have Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street is a program where we are encouraging self-employment. We are partnering with DCRA to bring workshops to the community to talk about professionalism and the importance of ownership. So Black Wall Street is another program that we offer, as well as our program Getting Over the Hump, Help Under Much Pressure. So that deals with mental illness, and, you know, that's one of the biggest issues in our community is mental illness. So we're having a love feast. We're going to do a love feast and talk over food, and all are welcome to that one. And then with DC Film Life, we're also doing our DC documentary that you are a part of, which is the Beautiful Truth, Raw, Naked, and Exposed. So that's really the overcomer story. We're talking about testimony and how that is a healing in testimony. So, Mama Safe Haven, we're located at the Malcolm X Opportunity Center at 1351 Alabama Avenue Southeast. And we have some other locations, but Malcolm X is our main site. And, you know, it's really about taking our streets back.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, that, I mean, you're doing so much, and it's not anything, you know, that's self-serving for you. I mean, it's all about the community. You've really set an example of what it means to be dedicated to the community and make those connections that matter. So I'm glad to be connected to you with the film project that you're working on. So those are your upcoming events. So if we could go back real quick and let our readers know where they can get your book and where they can reach you if they want to contact you.
Okay, well, my book is entitled Heat Kept Me. It's available on Amazon.com. You can go to really everywhere books are sold. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com, eBay. You can also go to my website, which is Mama's Safe Haven. It's spelled MOMMASSAFEHAVEN2014.com. And I'm also available if you send me an email. You can send an email to BeverlySmithDCProject@gmail.com, as well as DCFilmLife@gmail.com. And we are also located on Facebook at Mama Safe Haven. You can find me on Facebook at Beverly Smith. We're also on Instagram. And Instagram is Arthur B. Smith, and what else? Periscope is Arthur B. Smith as well.
Okay. And for the listeners, we are going to be sure to post all of Beverly's contact information on the blogtalkradio.com website and on the La Femme de Prose Facebook page. So you can connect with her, you can purchase her book, and you can ask her additional questions. Now, we have a couple of callers that looks like they may have a question or a comment. So we're going to go ahead and head on over to the phone lines and
awesome.
See what they have to say, okay?
All right.
All right. Hello, this is La Femme de Prose. Who's calling? Hello? Okay, they may have... I don't know, something happened with that connection. Okay, they'll try and call back. All right, La Femme de Prose podcast.
Hello.
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 Yes.
You hear me?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Brenda Bedell.
Okay,
hey,
Brenda, where are you calling from?
Hi, Beverly. I'm calling from Northeast D.C., and
right.
I just have a comment for Beverly. I thank you so much, sister, for your honesty and all of what you're doing for our community. And I love you very much, Beverly, and thank you. Thank you for being real, you know? Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you, sister. I really do appreciate you. You know, real recognize real. And, you know, our children really need to see that. They need to see realness in our community. So, blessings to you, sister.
Blessings to you, and thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to go to one more. And let's see. All right. La Femme de Prose Podcast.
Hi.
Who are you and where are you calling from, please? I'm good.
This is Loretta Eubank.
Where are you calling from, Loretta?
Washington, D.C. in Southeast.
All right. Did you have a question or comment for Beverly?
I just wanted to tell Beverly how proud I am. I'm her cousin.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say how proud I am. Hey, cousin. I just want to say how proud of her I am. And I just wanted to say that. That's all. I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you for listening, and we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, cousin. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. So we have another caller coming in. La Femme de Prose Podcast. Oh, it looks like we lost them. All right, if you guys have questions for Beverly, if you want to ask her about her book or her film projects that she's working on, if you're trying to break into that, or if you had any other questions or you just wanted to congratulate her, you can call in. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. The number is 917-889-3894, and we're going to go back to the phone line. La Femme de Prose Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, hello. May I get your name and where you're calling from?
This is Gina, and I'm calling from Westchester, Ohio.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
I'm great. I just
All
have
right,
a very
thank you
quick
so much.
Question for Beverly.
Yeah. Sure.
Good evening, Miss Beverly. Thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening in.
Here's my question, because I understand outside of your children, you also work a lot with other children and other young adults in your area. How do you overcome the obstacle of thinking that you can't relate to them? Because, you know, it's like when we were growing up, we didn't think older people could relate to us.
Yeah.
That's an awesome question.
Well, yeah, so, well, one of the things is, you know, as a single mom, I spent a lot of time with my children. So just being around them all the time, it kind of helped me with relating to them. Even though, you know, they listen to different music, you know, we don't agree on the clothes and things and certain, you know, how the slang is today. But one of the things is I respect them and their thoughts and their opinions. So I think that really helps, and, you know, and they respect my difference, you know, that I bring. It's so much that we can learn from each other that it really boils down to that respect piece of it, because, we are from two different generations, but we have that connection when it comes to respect, and I want to learn from them on what they want, and that in turn get them to respect what I want out of them.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, it did. It just ma'am it did.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
well,
that's
cool. Gina, I do thank you for calling in. Oh, did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I was saying thank you for the question.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, we're going to there's a couple more callers here we're going to take down, see if we could take them. All right. La Femme de Prose Podcast, your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Happened with their line. All right, let's try another one. La Femme de Prose Podcast, your name and where you're from, please. Hello? Oh, Okay. Well, it must be a bad connection. All right. So we're gonna be on here for just a couple more minutes. If anyone had any other questions or comments, we do want to thank everyone that has called in so far to show their support and to ask Beverly questions. It means a lot, and we thank you for listening in. The number is 917-889-3894. And so in case anyone else wants to call in, Beverly, I do have one more question for you. With this book that you wrote, He Kept Me, are you working on any other books for the future?
I am, actually. My second book is just about finished. It's entitled Life After Death. Still I Rise is the subtitle. And it just really talks about, you know, I lost, you know, so many people close to me passed away, and I wanted to write a book for people who lost a loved one, that there is life after death, even when you are you have to die to yourself, when you have to change and reinvent yourself, there's life after that. And that's one of the things that I realized, that I just realized 2 days ago, that I reinvented myself. And sometimes I think about the old me and the things that, you know, my old lifestyle, and I say, do you miss it? Some of me, you know, miss the just the friendships that I had back then. But now it's so much more life after that, you know, after dying to your old self. So I'm excited about my new book, Life After Death, and can't wait to get it out and have everybody read it and, you know, let me know what they think about it.
So is there a time frame yet as to when you think it may be released?
Well, we're looking at having it released. I have a huge event coming up in September, so we want to have everything wrapped up and ready to go by the end of August to be ready for this event, DC Film Life Film Festival that we have coming up. The end of August is the day to have it all ready in print.
Oh, okay. That is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And, you know, the fact that you're developing your writing talent along with everything else that you're doing, I know you have a lot on your plate, but, hey, we're here to support you, to help you keep it moving, and to keep the vision alive.
I truly appreciate that. You know, one of the things that I've learned in this journey of reinventing myself is to, you know, really make sure that those relationships, those quality relationships are maintained and, you know, nurtured. So that's one of the things, and, you know, when you're doing anything, is to make sure to nurture those quality and positive relationships and not be afraid to let go of any dead weight. So I appreciate you for, you know, just being a quality person in my life.
Oh, no problem. No, thank you. I mean, we're here for each other, you know, and so it definitely goes both ways. We have one more caller, and I think we're going to make this the last caller coming in. Hopefully the connection is good. Let's see here. All right, La Femme de Prose Podcast. Hello? Hello? All right, it seems like they're having trouble coming through. So I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. Unfortunately, I think some people who are trying to get through could not for whatever reason. But, you know, we definitely plan on having you back in the future to talk about your future projects, your second book, and, you know, people can stay connected with you with the different projects you're working on. And again, can you give people your email one more time? Because I know people are going to have questions that they want to ask you directly. Maybe they didn't want to ask them live here on the segment.
Okay. Well, you can get me on my email at BeverlySmithDCProject@gmail.com. You can also find me at Malcolm X Opportunity Center for everybody in D.C. We're located at 1351 Alabama Avenue Southeast, and we're always looking for mentors and volunteers for our youth.
Awesome. Now, do you have any words of advice for our listeners, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do or if they're stuck in a certain place in their lives, do you have any words of advice to share, words of encouragement?
Well, I would say for anyone who has a dream is to really work from the inside out, you know, really believe in yourself, really trust your own judgment, you know, stop second-guessing yourself, stop asking other people for approval. Really believe in yourself. Trust that unction on the inside of you and know that that's where your purpose is. Whatever it is that you love to do, whatever that is that's, you know, that dream, that fire that's inside of you, I encourage you to go with it wholeheartedly. Do not look back. Go full speed ahead. Don't worry about having everything in order. Just trust that you can do it. And I really, really, truly believe if you believe in yourself, then all things are possible. All things are possible. We already have everything on the inside of us that we need to make it happen. And the moment we line up with who we are and our true, true self, then everyone will come out of the woodworks and want to help you with you being in your true, authentic self. So that's what I would say to anyone who have a dream. Just believe in yourself, and I love you. You know, Mama Safe Haven was something that was birthed out of the need of support from the community, and we still need the support of the community to make these programs happen. So if anyone would like to help and donate and volunteer, you can give me a call at 202-903-5122.
Okay. All right, so the listeners, you heard it straight, you know, from someone who has been there, who has overcome, and who is not staying a victim, but is thriving and making a difference in the lives of others. So work on yourself from the inside out, and your dreams, you know, can be obtained. So, Beverly, I do want to thank you again. This has been a great episode. I really, you know, appreciate this, you know, this segment that we were able to do with you.
Yes, I appreciate you, truly appreciate you for having me on. And
right.
Would love to come back. Just let me know when.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so Beverly, we'll keep in touch, okay? Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who called in. I appreciate you all.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, guys. All right.
All righty.
Okay. All right, everybody, that was author Beverly Smith, and the name of her book is He Kept Me, and it's pretty much available everywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, eBay. If you want to get in touch with Beverly, you can send her an email, dcfilmlife@gmail.com is her main email, and her website is mamasafehaven2014.com. But we're going to post all of this on our Facebook page and on the Blog Talk Radio page so that you can have that information in case you weren't able to get it here. All right, so I do want to thank you guys. I mean, tonight was one of our most one of our busiest episodes. You know, the interest was really at a sky high, and that just shows you the support and the interest that Beverly has from her community, and, you know, we just love to see that type of support. So I do want to thank everyone again that called in, and also just to give you a quick preview for next week's episode, we are going to be talking with Mildred Muhammad. She is the ex-wife of the D.C. sniper, and also John Allen Muhammad, and you guys remember, you know, what the D.C. area suffered through for a few weeks as their, you know, random killings that took place. So Mildred is going to talk about the effects that it had on her and her children and the decisions she made to get to where she is today. She's doing awesome things. She's speaking, she's writing, she's helping others out. So you don't want to miss next week's episode where we will be talking with Mildred Muhammad. Again, you can find all of this information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/LaFemmePros. And we also post our episodes on our Twitter page. So please connect with us on Twitter as well, @FocusOnWomen3. That's @FocusOnWomen3. All right. And also, I want to remind you all, if you or anyone you know is interested in promoting or advertising their event or their product with us, with our audience, we'd be more than happy to help you do that. You can send an email to shewhoascends@gmail.com. That's shewhoascends@gmail.com. All right. It looks like there is one more person here. I'm just curious to see who it is. And I do thank you guys. La Femme de Prose Podcast.
Hi.
Can I get your name?
Demetria.
Demetria, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
Okay, I'm good. Thank you. Did you have a question? Beverly just signed off. I'm not sure if you had a question or a comment for her.
No, I just calling in for listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I do thank you for listening in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm Washington, D.C. on 50th Street, Northeast.
Awesome. Northeast Washington. All right. So I do want to thank you for your support, and I hope that what you heard tonight was very useful for you and that you are able to, you know, share it with others.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And be sure to tune in next week, okay? We're going to be talking with Mildred Muhammad, all right? All right. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, everyone, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I do want to thank you again, and remember that we are here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday Eastern Standard Time at 7 p.m. Excuse me, because I'm seeing a whole slew of callers coming in now. I don't know if they're calling to talk to Beverly or myself, but I'm going to go ahead and take these calls. La Femme de Prose Podcast. Hello? All right, we seem to have lost that one. All right, let's take this next caller.
Shoot.
La Femme de Prose Podcast. Hello?
Yes, hello, are you there?
Yes, hi, who's calling and where are you from?
Hi, this is Nyla calling from Waldorf, Maryland, just calling to congratulate Beverly with all the hard work that she's been doing with her book as well as what she's doing with her Mama Safe Haven. Hey, Beverly.
Oh, man, you just missed it. She went ahead and signed off, but I'm sure she's probably still listening. Yeah, you just missed her. But we do thank you for calling
in. Oh, wow. I just opened
up
my email. I wish I had known earlier. Wow. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, we're all proud of her. But we do thank you for calling in to let her know. And we do plan on having her back on the show to discuss her future projects and books that she's working on. So I do thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Nope.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I do thank you guys again. Please connect with us, Twitter and Facebook, La Femme Prose, Twitter @FocusOnWomen3. All right, so see you here next week at 7 o'clock.